Hello there, joyous little kids and their friends and their friends and me. How are you? Today, I'm going to tell you a story about a boy who had magical powers and was a giant's son. He was not cruel like his forefathers, but was rather a peace-loving guy and therefore saved many through his magic to give joy to those who were trying to get some. So, let me begin. The name of the story is The Sun. Once on a planet similar to Earth existed human-like creatures, including some giants. These giants would devour them as game meal or simply as food. These humans-like creatures were called Tiklicks. Tiklicks, since as told, were human-like creatures, were bound by feelings of hearts and therefore felt terrorized by the act of devilness which was exhibited by those giants. Giants were not only huge in build and height, but also had magical powers. But the magical powers that the giants had were unique to each of the giant, and thus no two giants had same magical powers. There also was a king of giants, and after a long time was born a son to the king of the giant. When his son was born, his happiness knew no bounds. He named his son as Barafeloni. As Barafeloni grew up, he had realized that he had new magical power to call his own. He had the power to minimize and to multiply. As Barafeloni started going to school, his friends would laugh upon him because they would think that since he was a giant's son, his power should actually increase the size of things rather than minimize them if and when he required. The giants believe in big and minimizing power was considered to be a curse. But Barafeloni could not do anything about it. The other reason why they laughed at him was because Barafeloni could not eat meat and was therefore a vegetarian. The biological gift or curse made him not be able to eat Tiklicks. Despite this, Barafeloni grew up to a giant size and was healthy in all ways. He loved nature and peace. He had always thought about sustaining all forms of life. Now, his thoughts would be possible if Tiklicks did not get exterminated by ruthless giants. He wanted to save Tiklicks anyhow, but could not find a way. One day, Barafeloni went to see a circus show. There he saw that the trickster clown took out a small ring twice the diameter of his little funny finger's radius. Then he took a straw and tried to adjust it in the ring, such that It stays bound with the ring and does not fall. The straw, which was too small, could not fit the ring perfectly, as the ring was too big. It would only pass through it and fall. The trickster clown kept on trying, and the straw kept on passing through and falling down on the ground. Then the joker tried cutting the straw in half from its side to make it smaller and lighter so that it could stay in the ring, but still he could not achieve what he wanted. Giants, who were silly, laughed at that stupid clown. Finally, his idiotic brain came to pass. He brought multiple straws and fit them into the ring perfectly, binding them with it. This put an end to people's laughter and realized that clowns had brains too. Barfaloni kept on thinking about the clown's act. After much thinking, he came up with an idea. He had actually gotten an idea to save Ticklix from cruel giants, including his father. He went home and gathered some wood. Then he built a wooden house from it. He then put all the resources like water, mud, and seeds in the house. He had now wanted to use his power to shrink or minimize a thing. So, with all his might, he puffed air in his body and drank water that gave all the giants their magical powers. Then, he blew air on top of the house, running all around it while doing so. Then, he used his next power. With all his might, he multiplied the house to make it 10,000 in number. Those 10,000 houses were so small that they could fit in the palm of his hand. Then he built a frame around a cardboard and put the houses in them. The houses were so small, and also they were arranged in such a way in that frame that they looked like a two-dimensional thing, that is, looked like a painting of dots in that frame. It was now time to show his actual giant powers. He multiplied himself to 100 in number with magic, and then all of him puffed in air and drank the water, causing magical powers. He then blew the air all over the planet. This magical air and the magic was meant for Ticklix and Ticklix alone. All the Ticklix shrank to the size of dust grain. There were approximately 5,000 Ticklix left during that time on that planet. They all shrank, and then the giant, who was 100 in number at that time, collected them by going to each of their houses using powerful glass lenses to locate them. He then put them in that cardboard frame with houses, which only the Ticklix could explore and enjoy. From that day on, the Ticklix and their life was safe. As far as the giants were concerned, they were stupid and thought that they had eaten all the Ticklix and never looked for them again. Thank you, kids. Bye-bye.